Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Like making
7 minutes past the hour. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Somebody's missing from this equation.
Start this program about me. What's the big idea?
When you're late for the breaks, we just gotta go.
This is not a break. This is the beginning of another hour of conversation. The benefits of laughter pronounced with all of us presenting certain... I feel like I'm in an echo chamber.
You are, actually. You're hanging out with all of us in the echo chamber.
No, seriously. I feel like maybe it's because as I take the house apart, everything's out of the studio, and it sounds like it's very hollow. Does it sound that way to you, Richie?
No, it sounds good on this end.
Sounds fine.
Okay. Sounds good.
Just must be in your head.
It sounds fine.
That cavernous area inside your brain.
So see, we all have, there's a little bit of laughter there. We have a lot, when there's laughter in the air, and I certainly need plenty of it this week, I appreciate the support. This is a very emotional, it's really interesting, because I'm more emotional moving out of this place. This year has been the year of my move. I moved out of my 38-year home, the farm where my family grew up, and I went, maybe because I just went next door, it didn't affect me. Leaving the house, you know, that last time. Anybody who's ever moved, and most people have moved at some point in their lives, when you go through the house for the last time, you make that last sweep. Have you ever, Jennifer, you probably haven't really done that, I'm guessing, with your life.
Not completely. I mean, when I bought my house, leaving my mom's house was really, that was tough. Only because, you know, my parents split up. I mean, my mom and I were on our own from the time I was in, like, the first grade. Yeah. And so we had this really unique relationship that, you know, we were so close. And then to leave that house, well, it was kind of rewarding because you're moving on and you're, like, leaving the nest. It was sad. That was a hard one for me, I think. Mm-hmm. That was probably the hardest.
Yeah. How about you, Victoria? Moving for you.
I've moved a lot. I've had probably 9 apartments in 10 years in New York City, which is not that uncommon. But I've always moved on my own volition, so I haven't had that sort of sadness, except when my parents sold the house that I grew up in. I was away when they sold it. It was a very quick sale, and I didn't get to say goodbye to the house, which in hindsight was probably a good thing because I would have chained myself to the front door. So it would have been really, really bad.
I mean, Tom, Richie, in your moving, the last sweep through, this is the house you live in now, excuse me, is the house where your children have been introduced to the world. You've lived there as long as you've been married. Right?
About 14 years now. And we have actually talked about buying another house, and the kids will have none of it.
Really?
Even if they were to stay in the same school and be basically a mile away, the kids will have none of it. And I'm like, but dude, I need a bigger garage.
And a guest house for my friend Jen to come visit.
Exactly. And but, you know.
Well, why would you let your children control your decision? Your adults,
I'm not.
Your children.
No, just because they are none of it doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. I would certainly make sure that they are in the same school. And, you know, I wouldn't move more than a mile and a half away.
Listen to insensitive Doug over there. Why do you let your kids matter?
No, well, I don't mean it that way. I don't mean for it to sound that way, but I think the adults make the decisions.
But you know what's funny, Doug, is that, you know, my daughter's 9. My son is 12. In 5 years, my son will be off to college. And, you know, in 7 or 8 years, my daughter will be off to college.
Thank you.
Why spend any more money on a house for 7 years, 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that goes through. So, you know. But I'm with Victoria moving out of when my parents sold my childhood home. That was probably the biggest one ever in my lifetime.
I cried like a baby.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
oh.
Because it's everything you know is
you
right
know,
there.
It's so here's how I rub my nose in all of this stuff. The place where I live in Massachusetts, the town I live in is where I've always lived. The house I grew up in, I drive by every day at least 2, 3, 4 times. The house that I lived in for 38 years, I drive by, and I'm in there often to see the people who are the new owners because they ask me to do this, that, or the other thing. Can I help do this? Can I help do that? And so, and I'm in the house around the corner, and it feels like I've been there for a long time. I've only been there for, like, what, 6 months?
That's a good sign, though. That means so, you're settled in.
I am. Yeah. But I miss some things.
But your umbilical cord is about, what, 10 feet long?
Well, that's it.
Yeah, maybe.
He still swims in his old pool.
Do you really?
With no, soap still. He still takes showers in his pool.
I do want to have a pool this place. But I was thinking about this place in California. I've owned 4 places I've lived. This is my 23rd, 24th year coming to California for the winter. And my 2 children are both here. And they have enjoyed this house. I have enjoyed this house. I don't like where it is. A very dangerous street. But it's a cute little bungalow, and it's a block from the beach. Megan and Miles and I went down to the beach yesterday, walked around. He got covered with sand. I don't know, some pictures that'll be on Megan's Facebook page. But it was just kind of an awakening how lucky we all have been to be in this circumstance. But I also have in this particular venue the memories we all carry. But I'm sort of talking myself out of it because I had memories of the home that I lived in for 38 years. And I say this to relate to many of you who have lived in the same home for years and years and years. And you leave it and you feel like you're leaving something behind. I don't feel like that now with the farm in Massachusetts. But I hear, for whatever the reason, whether it's the presence of Charlotte, my bulldog, who just sort of, she absorbed this place. She came into, I mean, I can see her climbing up on the couch, or she'll come over, remember, when at the farm in Framingham, she'd sit in the chair and snore, and Jennifer would laugh, but she'd do the same thing here, but there seemed to be a closeness. And Meredith and I had some of our first best experiences here, and that's in my mind. So when you and the children.
But you have the videotape of that, so that'll be okay.
Oh, Jen.
The physical benefits of laughter. Jennifer's going to help us boost our immune system today, lower our stress, decrease the pain that we have, relax your muscles. The benefits of laughter. I just found this online, the joy and zest for life that we proclaim here on DJV. This is why this program is different. And helps, hopefully, even though we're dealing with a lot of reality, there's a reality that maybe enhances our resilience. And so I thank you for helping me through this, because tomorrow when I leave here, it'll be sad.
We're going to get Doug tears on the air.
We've had a lot of ups and downs with the moving and the emotion. I mean, it's so much upheaval in your life.
This year.
I think I told you that this weekend when we were chatting, Dougie. You have had a really big year selling 2 places and just lots of change. So. Yeah. Give yourself some time, breathe through it.
You know what I think I'll do?
Bigger and better things.
I'm thinking of taking a trip to England, and I'm also going to go into the Zika zone in Miami. I think that would be. Don't you think that'd be a great way for me to spend a weekend? Let's go down to the Zika zone.
Shrink
Why don't
your head.
You pick up some Zika first and take it over to England with you?
That's an idea. Here's the governor of Florida, by the way, Rick Scott, says that there is now an expanded Zika zone. So they're spraying instead of in a 1.5 square mile area, they're spraying in a 4.5 square mile area. So what's that going to do? They're spraying larvicide.
But they've had less cases in the last 45 days.
Right. That's not to speak about
so
how
working.
Much cancer they're going to have in 35 years from now, having sprayed all these areas. And who knows? Because they don't know. You know, the Zika virus causes severe birth defects. Got that. Pregnant women, look out. But what nobody knows is what the cost of this spraying, what's the end result going to be for all the people who are...
So possibly killing hundreds of people by cancer 30 years from now to save 10 babies.
Yeah. And I think that's the outrageous foolishness of the way some people think. We've got to take care of Zika at any cost. What, are you nuts? Who wants to have... I mean, I certainly don't want to have a baby in that circumstance. Who would want to have a baby in that circumstance?
Good luck for you. Not a worry. You know, I thought it was interesting coming back from Maui. I was going through the security line. I was TSA pre-check going back to LA, and they had signs all over the security area warning about the Zika virus and what you're supposed to do to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of a weird place to have it?
I would have thought.
Well, yeah. Anything. Well, yeah, I guess, right? But
is there any concern about it in Hawaii?
I guess so, yeah, because it was in the line there in Maui, yeah.
Really?
What does it say to do? Just
how
spray.
How do those mosquitoes,
spray and use
how do
condoms?
They fly that far? That's a long flight from Miami to Honolulu. That's a long flight, man.
Boy,
they
got
to be some kind
tired.
Of strong mosquitoes to make it that far. Yes. All right, so this is the silliness of it all. Okay, Richie, would you like me to take a time out?
Sir, could you take some spots, please?
Yes, I'll be able to do that.
And, thank you.
And then we'll have the good news in the next half hour of this program. Hello. It's 18 half the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever heard of teachable moments? Well, they are all of a sudden ways to teach your kids, and they happen all the time. Here's a great example and the science of it.
Come on, big boy, teach me.
A listener wrote her young daughter was reading out loud the story of Jack and Jill. You know, the one where Jack and Jill went up the hill and then he fell. And upon finishing, the little girl immediately quipped. They didn't look after each other very well, did they? The very smart father spotted a teaching moment. What would you have done differently, he asked. The child answered, held on to him. And then dad added, or look for stairs, or maybe dial 911. What's the cheap psychological trick? Hey, forget the goody-goody of this situation. Seizing simple, teachable moments may just teach your child how to protect themselves down the road. More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, Name and Town.
Brian Fuller, Fuller Hot Rods, Atlanta, Georgia.
Fanning up your own fenders.
Plenty of opportunity for people that don't have a lot of tools. We gear the book to a guy that was working in his own shop.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Author Brian.
Full bore sheet metal. So we show you the big, fancy, expensive tools, but most everything can be done with snips, hammer dolly, some kind of welder, whether it's a cheap MIG welder or a TIG welder or gas. Basics of sheet metal and how to weld it, how to form it, how you think about it. We do some projects like building a seat pan for a bike, tail section, battery boxes. Both the beginner and the advanced guy is really going to get some knowledge out of it and see a lot of cool photographs in the process.
Contact info.
FullerHotRods.com.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.